tripod stand, lapel mic, camera bag, just everything to keep you creating non-stop. Wait, gamers, we have all you're looking for. Your paradise awaits. PS5, PS4, Xbox consoles, games, and controllers all in one place. Find us at 3 convenient locations. Shop number 875 Freedom Way Road or shop number 06 Chiparamba Road and at shop number 113C East Park Mall. Call WhatsApp us today on 0779-333-503. Fast Mobile Center for today's best technology.
Today is as and when they happen. The main news on Uza Radio.
Welcome to Uza Radio Main News Broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news. Ministry of Health forecast areas of investment for 2026. Kapiri Mposhi Town Council holds stakeholder engagement meeting. And in international news, Ukraine and US negotiators to meet in Florida after Moscow talks. And in sports news, Zambia Supporters Association pay a courtesy call on the mayor of Lusaka, Chilando Chitangala. With the news in detail, my name is Somili Sitadi. In local news, the health sector is aiming for significant advancement in 2026 with investors pledging 2.8 billion in direct budget support. The Ministry of Health Planning and Policy Department has outlined potential areas of investment in 2026, highlighting the need for sustained support. Speaking at the 2025 Annual Health Consultative Meeting in Lusaka, Health Minister Eliza Muchemaru, presented by Permanent Secretary for Technical Service, Dr. Kennedy Lushimpi, says the pledged amount will be invested in human resources, medicine, infrastructure, public health, and medical equipment. Dr. Muchema reaffirmed the government's commitment to transparency, accountability, and prudent financial management. Meanwhile, UNFPA country representative and lead cooperating partner Seth Grossman sought clarification on the blowout rate of funds located in 2026, underscoring partner unwavering commitment to strengthening Zambia's health system. Additionally, WHO country representative Dr. Clement Lasura commended Zambia's progress, citing the successful adjustment of the health compact and the hosting of the regional committee meeting in Lusaka as a milestone achievement in the past year. The State House has requested a consortium of opposition leaders to submit their class-by-class objections to Bill Sabin on the 7th of December 2025. This is a reply to the letter which was delivered to the guests of State House on 2nd December by a consortium of opposition leaders. In a press statement issued today, the House of Chief Communications Specialist, Clayson Hamasaka, noted that the opposition has condemned Bill 7 without identifying the specific clauses they claim to oppose. However, Hamasaka emphasized that this contrasts with President Harry Ndahijlem's response to Bill 10, in which he openly and clearly highlighted the threat it posed to democracy. He further urged the consortium to be specific and constructive in their submissions so that the government can duly consider and respond to them. Opposition politician Makedi Zulu has written an open letter to President Hage Ndahijlema demanding the immediate half of the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025. Zulu has argued that the bill has already been declared unconstitutional by the Constitutional Court and therefore cannot proceed legally. He has insisted that Bill 7 has been widely rejected by key stakeholders, including the Law Association. states reintroducing a bill that resembles one earlier struck down by the Constitutional Court raises constitutional and institutional questions. He notes that such actions may be viewed as disregarding a binding court ruling, since decisions of the Constitutional Court are final and must be represented by all arms of governance. Zulu argues that the decision is written in public trust in the legal reform process. He says including the technical committee's report, which captures expert views and submissions from various stakeholders, creates a protection that the amendment process is predetermined rather than consultative. Human rights activists has raised concerns on the role of non-elected groups in national policy formulation and direction. Wesley Nyanda says that only those elected by the citizens of the nation get the privilege to represent the people and have the mandate to influence policy direction. He believes that pressure groups trying to force change by taking to the streets without a mandate to our young and already fragile democracy. He notes that policy making should be national, long-term, and insulated from emotional pressure, and that the civil society, the church, traditional leaders, and other groupings are an integral part of the governance system of this country. Nyanda Feather urges the head of state to act firmly and put all the loudest critics in their rightful places, as he should listen to them in the interest of democracy. Finally, in local news, the Kapirimposhi Town Council has held a stakeholder engagement meeting for bylaw formulation and 2025 budget performance review. In a statement to the public, the Kapirimposhi Town Council says to promote transparency and accountability, a stakeholder engagement meeting was held, bringing together representatives and community leaders from various stakeholders for discussion by bylaw formulation of heavy commercial vehicles transition in Kapiri. Chairing the meeting, Council Secretary Collins Ndilema explained the significance of the bylaw formulation process, noting that it will help decongest the Kapiri Mposhi Central Business District. Ndilema adds that with the construction of the bypass road currently underway in Kapiri Mposhi, the new bylaw will complete development and support efforts to preserve urban infrastructure and increase road safety along the new Ndola Lusaka Dio Karawi pipe bypass. During the meeting, the stakeholder were given the opportunity to provide recommendation on how best to deal with non-compliance and those who break the law. In addition, community leaders were encouraged to fully participate and offer their support to the local authority to ensure that the community is a part of making decisions that will affect them. We now take a short break. Due to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Traveling bags for your everyday hustle. For content creators, we've got the full gear, cameras, camcorders, tripod stand, lapel mic, camera bag, just everything.